Today's learning Shvil Yishtus Chaim Luzim Shushal Yemayshim Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Zil Yisrael Menachem Ramesha Yischus for Shalom Achaim Moshe Ben Malki and Baruch Vassar Malka and Marchi Yitzchak Ben Feigl Dina and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started the topic of in Simon Reish Mem Hey about a Yid and a Goy having a partnership, a very pertinent topic to discuss. And let's continue on over here. I'll mention it again. This is an extremely, extremely nuanced halacha. We're going to do our best to get through the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, but certainly this is none of this is psag din, as we've always said. But specifically over here, somebody has a situation that they have to do something like this. This can only be done with a expert rav on this topic. So we're holding in middle of Sif Aleph, we were in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, we are up to Sif Katan Beis. Im Hisnu Mitchila. If so, we said, Mechaber said that if they made the deal the way the Mechaber described it, that Shabbos belongs to him, one day of the week belongs to you, and the rest you split, that is okay. Hatam, why is that okay? The Kaven Shehisnu Mitchila, that when they went into the deal, that was the deal. Like Hutal Yisrael Klal Meikar Lasis B'Shabbos. It's what was the problem when I'm a partner with a guy? When I'm a partner with a guy and I say to the guy, listen, I can't work Shabbos, so I'll make you a deal. You work Shabbos, and this is very fundamental to understand this issue because this is the basis for the whole sermon. So I say to the guy, you work Shabbos, I'll work Tuesday. You won't have to come. You take Tuesday off, I'll take Shabbos off, right? So we're even, right? That doesn't work because what's happening is on Shabbos, the guy becomes my shliach. On Tuesday, I'm his shliach. It's mamash amir lakim. It's the worst kind of amir lakim. But when I made the deal, a chatchila like this, Shabbos, I don't own the business, it belongs to you. Tuesday, you don't own the business, it belongs to me. So therefore, there's no shlichas. Ein Yehudi on Shabbos is not my shlich. It's totally al daita, that's when it is working. And what was the deal? So yich scha Shabbos. Now, he just warns us. The gabe sada. Now, the problem with the field, when if I have a store, so it's very simple, what scha Shabbos is. The sales that happened on that day, you know, you're going to hire a good accountant and they'll figure out cost of goods sold, figure out the profit, and that will belong to the guy. The sales on Tuesday minus the cost of goods sold will belong to me, right? So everything is perfect, right? However, by a field, there he's working the field. He's plowing, he's seeding, he's doing these things on Shabbos. I'm doing it on Tuesday. How do we calculate what the profit is? There is no profit. There's just work being done. So the Gabi Soda, the deal has to be slightly different. Sarach Sheyemeloi, Tamo Lazoya Velachreish B'Shabbos. You go ahead and seed and plow on Shabbos. Vitito B'Shas Ksira Keneged Amolcha B'Shabbos. You are going to take a percent of the profits that would apply for that work that you did on Shabbos. You're going to get, so to speak, paid for it, right? Out of the profit, it's going to belong to you because you worked that day. Vani Ashluchi. Emma Bechayil, I or one of my guys is going to work on one day during the week. The etel gamkin kenegad yom shli, and I'm going to take for my day. So this way, the entire work on Shabbos, anything that was gained, even though the gain is many months later, will belong to him. Him. So he said, the mechaber, the deal has to be him at the harbor. It doesn't make a difference if he made a lot of money on Shabbos and I made very little money on the Tuesday that I took. So be it. If he made very little money on Shabbos and I made a lot of money on Tuesday, that's the deal. He owns Shabbos, I own Tuesday, or whatever day I pick. The cave of the Eina Mechashvin, Zeh Keneged, Zeh Lita B'Shabbat. They're not calculating, oh, you made more money on Shabbos, I'm going to take more of the other profit. Or you made less money, so I'm going to give you more. In Cain, Eina Shutzen Klau, but Yom Shabbos, Yom Aleph. They are not partners in those days. Rak B'Shar Yom. They're only partners in the other 5 days of the week. Lapuke, Yamasni, Imai B'Shas Tanai. If they make the deal, make a deal, you own Shabbos, I own Sunday. But when we figure it out, if you made more than me, then I'm going to take more of the other profits. If I made more than you, then you're going to take more of it. So then it's nothing. We make a shutav, because then I am a partner in Shabbos, and then he's working in my shlicha, so it doesn't help. Vim harba. Now, here comes a very, very important part, and this is where it gets very confusing. V'im achakach b'shas chalukah, says Mishnah Berurah. If when it comes to the division, boy l'chesh ben loyma, so now, technically, we're supposed to sit down at the end of the year, we're supposed to figure out the profit. So for all Shabbosim, whatever they made, he's supposed to get. For all, whatever day I picked Tuesday, for whatever day, ever profits on Tuesday, I'm supposed to get. and then take the other 5 days, and we're supposed to split it evenly, right? We're 50-50 partners. What happens if at the time when we sit down at the end of the year, he says, that you can't do it. Mishum, whatever we say, let's just even it out. Mishum, the gloy milsa. Not the deal wasn't that we have to even it out, but at the time we sit down, I say to him, "Come on, we're partners. We have to set this up because of my Shabbos rules, but let's just split it evenly." Mishum, the gloy milsa mafred that nai makara ram almahav. It was just a harama. The yesh makilum isek even the hisnu makara. Since you made this deal in the beginning, remains by tzarachian. Now, Ramesha discusses this also, and in big, big picture, the way it comes out, that when we're talking about where it's a major hefsed maruba, and it's a kind of number that you're able to calculate. If you can't even calculate, it says Ramesha, then the whole thing is haruma. Let's say, if you have no way of calculating what was the profit for one day or profit for the other, but if the guy says, I'm a vater, you can have, I may, Saturday was a busier day, but I let you keep that money, l'chaira, there is a yeshalim, lismach in certain cases to be able to do it. Okay, so the Mechaber said, if you make this deal, it's muta. V'imloi his, muta. V'imloi noy v'achekach revish kol echad v'echad al yoimai, kegoy mechanus, let's say you can't figure out, you could split it again. As I mentioned, Maisha said this is not, the Mishabur is not telling us that it's impossible to figure out. If it's impossible to figure out, says Ramesha, everybody would agree that was Stam Harama, because I made a deal that you're going to take Shabbos, I'm going to take Tuesday, but it was never possible. It was never possible. That's not a deal. He says, we're talking about when he says it's MEF, it's going to be a lot of work. We're going to have to get the accountants, they're going to have to do an audit, they're going to have to really figure it out. Since it's going to be a lot of work, then you can go ahead and it's not worth it for you. You can go ahead and you can split it, but not if it's impossible to do. If it's really impossible to do, then the whole thing was a harama. Okay, now let's go back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber told us, I'm going into business with a guy. What I should do, right? What happens when loy hisnu betchila? I didn't make this deal. Kishib, now we got a problem. He worked Shabbos because he knows I can't work Sunday. I can't work Shabbos. And because of that, I let him have a day off, and I work during the week. But I didn't make this deal. So l'chayr is my shliach. So what am I supposed to do? Kishe yavoyu l'chal l'achloik, when I come to split it, noytel and Yehudi schar Shabbos is kulam. The guy takes the whole thing. This is according to Mechaber. We'll see if the Ramah maybe has a little bit of a more kula dekashita. But the Mechaber says the guy has to take all the profit from Shabbos. I'm not going to take any of it. V'ashar cholkem I say. And the rest you split. The im, okay. Now, what does that mean? Just so we understand what that means, that you go ahead and you figure out how much money they made on Shabbos, and the guy gets all of that. Take the other 6 days, and we split 50-50. That's so the guy got the entire profit of that day, and I didn't get any to pick a day to compensate me for giving up that day in the partnership. He ends up with a one-day free part of the partnership, whatever profit that's made on that day. What happens if you didn't make the deal? Plus, you didn't do a detailed accounting, and you don't know what was Shabbos, what was not. Says the Mechaber, you got no choice. The guy takes 1/7. The business made $70,000. The guy gets $10,000, and off the top 1/7, and we take the other $60,000 and we get 30. Guy walks away with $40,000 and I walk away with $30,000. That's the Mechaber's shita. He says you have no choice. Let's see the Mishavro. Bimla hisni betchila. Kosav stoma lesa v'lo hisnu. That according to the Mechaber, he writes, it seems that it's usher. Afilim lo yom aloy avoydata b'shabas hani b'chol. Not that he told him. This is Mechaber saying, not that I told him, by the way, do me a favor. You know I can't show up Shabbos. You work Shabbos. I didn't say anything to him. The guy went and did it on his own. He showed up. The Gambashas Chalukalai Hiskalai Shal Shabbos. He doesn't tell him anything. Ella writes Alachim Stam B'Shabbos. So I never mentioned to the guy, if the guy didn't open on Shabbos, I never would have said anything to him. He chose on his own to go open on Shabbos. And when it came to dividing it up, we never discussed Shabbos. Afilahachi says the Mechaber, it's Asa. Kivashalnoi Hisnu Kaidim Shanishtatu. If I'm taking that money, it's Chas Shabbos. He was my shliach. He worked for me on Shabbos, says the Mechaber. The Choku, So this is already vaita. Okay, so that was the mechabeshita. Now let's look at the Rama. Says Rama, the yesh matir maschaber the yevad afilu lo hisnu. Those who are more makel, the mechaber said, there's no option. The guy gets all the money, and you don't get anything in exchange for it. However, the Rama says that those who are makel, if v'cholkustam, meaning that if you went ahead, you never mentioned the fact then that he should work Shabbos. He never mentioned the fact that I work Shabbos, so you owe me another day, because that would obviously, then they would sort of agree with Machaber. But it just never came up. You don't discuss it. You never made a deal. And he knew you can't work on Shabbos. He decides he wants to stop on Shabbos. He doesn't want to lose the money. So he opens up on Shabbos. And when it comes to splitting, you never discussed it. I work Shabbos. I should get something for it. I shouldn't get something for it. Never discussed. You just went ahead. He happens to be open Shabbos. Never came up in conversation. And you just sit down to do the splitting and made $70,000. We at 50-50 partners. I get 35,000, you get 35,000. Now, says the Rama, nearly the mehefsid gadol yeshlis mechalel, that with a great hefsid, a large hefsid, you can be samech on it. The yeshayrim shekol zay aloy meri ela. We'll get to, let's first do the mishnah brura on this, because we're not going to have time to get into this next thing. We got to break this down in pieces. Says the Mishabur, Hainu, what is that? What is the remote talking about? She Bashas Chalukah, when it comes to divvying up the money, like Hiskalah Yisrael, Shabbos, Loimah, the Yisrael didn't say to him, Atadikal Kenegdah Yoimah Moloch B'Shabbos, you take for the day that you worked in Shabbos, Vaniyatul Kenegdah Yoimah Moloch B'Chal, I'll take for the day that I worked during the week. Elachol Kastam B'Shabbos, they never discussed and they just split it evenly. The Gam Marish Layamalay B'Tchilah, he never told him, Avoid Atta B'Shabbos, Ani Ever Kenegdah B'Chal, that although they didn't make the deal, he never said to him, by the way, listen, you know I can't work Shabbos, so you work Shabbos, I'll cover for you Tuesday. The guy decided himself to do it without being commanded to do so. Everyone agreed that it's also because it's Mamish Shabbos. The guy died because it's clear. The Shluchai al Shabbos, he was the Shliach of Shabbos. Who Amal connect the Bechol. In return for that, I was your Shliach, the guy Shliach, to work during the week. Since the deal in the beginning was we're running this business together. The da says the Mishnah. All these cases we're talking about that they are actually partners. They own the Beis HaMerchatz, they own the oven, they own the business together. The guy doesn't actually own anything. The yid says to the guy, I'll make a deal with you. You take care of warming up the tana every morning, and I will give you a piece of the profit. It doesn't help at all. That even if I made this deal up front, why? Since the yid is the guy who owns the tanner, this is like the case of Reish Mem Daled, where I rented out my tanner to the guy. That if he's not really a partner, for sure doesn't help. This that he says it's us, but if he tells to the baker, you take 2 days and I'll take 3 days, and I'll take 2 or 3 days. Shari, it's a mut if you did it the same way. We'll go through, we'll recap all this. The Yashmachar, that you don't need to make this condition. So basically what we're saying as follows, okay, is let's just recap the last things that we did here now, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Obviously, the right thing is if you have a partnership guy, follow, make the right contracts, the right deals up front. What happens if I didn't? So according to Mechab, if I didn't, I am not allowed to take any money from Shabbos. Whatever he makes on Shabbos, he makes. And I can't compensate myself and say, you work Shabbos, I work Tuesday, so let me take Tuesday. No. Sunday through Friday, you have 50-50 partners. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch it. And therefore, he gets all of that according to Mechaber. The Rama says that, yes, if I said to him, I never made the deal that you own Shabbos and I own during the week. But if I just said to him, I never said anything to him. He just decided to, then he would agree with Mechaber, I'm not allowed to take it. But if he just decided to open up on Shabbos, right? And without telling me, right? In other words, I didn't object, but he never told me. And when it comes to the division of money, we never discuss it. So the Rama says that the ish sheet is also okay. And when it's a hefse meruba, you are able to take it and just split the money 50-50. You don't have to say all the Shabbos belongs to you. Then the last thing he said, there's another untapped this whole question, is the guy, in order to be simach on this, according to many sheetas, he has to actually be a partner. If he's not really a partner in the business, then essentially I'm just hiring him for that day. And even if you say it's a kablanis, it's not really, it doesn't help, because it goes back to the other case that since the norm is to hire somebody for it, so then it would be marisayin. So it would only work with shutvis. Others say that this was also sort of a shutvis, and therefore it would work as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. And in Yetz Hashem, we will continue with the V'yashayim and the Ramah tomorrow.